Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bullet Joe Bush. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker bunts for a single. Jameson moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Speaker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. Spurgeon takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0-for-1 in the game. Note hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Node reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bennett hits a pop-up towards first. Node settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dixon hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Dixon reaches third base with a triple. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dixon tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Node scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Robertson out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith fires to first and picks off Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0 for 2 in the game. Note hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuchter hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Bennett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Bennett reaches second base with a double. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bennett moves to third. Two outs. Hank Severide pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bennett scores. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Bobby Lamotte pinch runs for Hank Severide. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Smith. Lamotte moves to second. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up towards first. Node settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Lamotte now playing shortstop. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamotte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush has Jameson trapped. He fires to second, with Lamotte covering, who tags Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 3 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robertson moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knode scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Robertson moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus is walked intentionally. Joe Evans pinch hits for Herschel Bennett. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Tobin now playing center field. Harry Rice now playing right field. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to second. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt is walked intentionally. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Speaker moves to third. Myatt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Uhel pinch hits for Reynaud. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuchter hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Burns now playing first base. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Bush reaches second base with a double. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 4 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Bush scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Sherry Smith. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Lamotte, who tags McNulty trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Freddie Spurgeon. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.